This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship Salem Media Group station, flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and we're heard all across America and some of America's great radio stations, too, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, streaming live on the Internet and the satellite. You can hear us everywhere, as they say. And hello to everybody in the chat room. Everybody's chiming in. A special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and the ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. Brand new and all sorts of great stuff in there now for you to look at. Alrighty, we're going to go over to the phone lines, and here's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Boy, they're going nuts in the chat room, aren't they?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Alright, are you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday the president announced that the RNC was not going to be holding the convention in Jacksonville, Florida. It was canceled over coronavirus concerns. However, there are going to be bits and pieces of it that will be held, smaller parts of it, that will be held in Charlotte, where they'll be having some of their meetings, as well as, by the way, that's where the original convention was going to be heard. So there'll be some meetings will be held in Charlotte, and some other meetings will be held in Jacksonville, just not that big group of people all in one room because they were concerned about that.
Well, absolutely, Captain. And the president coming out earlier yesterday saying, quote, "I just felt it was wrong, basically, to have people gather in Jacksonville. And you're right, it's going to be truncated and pared down in Charlottesville." And the president essentially saying that the American people, I was hearing his speech as he was giving it live earlier, saying that, you know, the American people are very important to him. He doesn't want to, you know, come into Jacksonville in this case and cause a big issue. And I think that it's a very interesting move, but he is taking full responsibility. In fact, he's saying it was his decision to go ahead and cancel that aspect of the GOP convention. He also said he was going to be giving a speech, although it might be in some kind of different form, but he will be giving an acceptance speech. And again, the conventions are so important, not only, of course, for the Republicans, but for the Democrats. It is a turning point in the election cycle, and I'm sure that the president is going to find a way to make sure that it has as big an impact as possible.
Now, before we move on with more news, the storm that was a tropical depression is now a low tropical storm Hannah, the one bearing in on the Texas coast. So we'll get into that in the trucker's weather. But all you folks along the Texas coastline from about Houston all the way down to Brownsville, you need to be paying attention to what's going to be coming your way. It's already started in some cases, the rain. There is some extremely heavy rain coming your way, as well as there'll be flooding in the low-lying areas. Now, Kyle, I got another bunch of emails yesterday from some of the brothers of the blue that I know in other parts of the country, especially up in Michigan. I heard from Michigan that the president was endorsed by another major police union, and this is big news because I've said this. I'm out on a limb, so to speak. People are going, "What do you mean the cops aren't going to win? Hey, oh, the unions always go for the Democrats." Well, not this time. Not this time.
Not this time, Captain, because number one, President Trump has shown that obviously in terms of a better economy, a better economic outlook, that he is the one, but also the president is standing with those who put on a badge and a uniform and go out to protect us in our society. And those, that is so very clear. And all of these calls to defund the police, I think it works on the level only for a small minority of people who are out there trying to cause all this chaos and anarchy, and it plays to them. But to everybody else around the nation who just want to live their lives peaceably, of all different ethnic backgrounds, all skin colors and creeds and everything, that's kryptonite for the Democrats. It absolutely is.
Well, they're going to go down big time because this defund the police crap has turned against them. It's alienated every portion of our country where people called first responders are involved in some way or another, because I'm hearing it more and more and more from former Democrats and people who didn't even vote for Donald Trump the last time around. They're telling me that America has no choice but to vote for the president, because he's not only going to save America, he's going to save the police officers whose jobs are being threatened. And what are they going to replace him with? Somebody that's going to go out there and sing Kumbaya and play guitar and wind up getting shot because these mobsters that are out on the streets, call them what you want, they have no regard for human life or anything else.
Well, no, exactly. And we can say that because we've seen that demonstrated on so many occasions. The police are armed for a reason. That is their ultimate backup, to enforce the law and protect the innocent.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, should we come back a little bit more about that before we move on? We are going to be talking about the watchdog, the Inspector General watchdog, who is with the DOJ, who's going to take a look at Portland, see what the deal is up there. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, Mr. Announcer Man, I'm taking it away right now, and here we go in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, Relief Factor is a combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower and even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and other problems that people have. For example, I have arthritis and helps me out with that. And Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Number one, it's 100% drug-free. Number two, it has 100% botanical and fish oil product made from the clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins. Number three, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Number four, they're convenient individual packets. And finally, it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And all you have to do to get started on it is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. There's a little tutorial there from Pete and Seth Talbot. You'll see it's about 2.5 minutes long. And then order the 3-week quick start, $19.95. See what it does for you, and you'll know at the end of that 3rd week, you will know whether or not it's something that you need to be taking. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Department of Justice watchdog has opened an investigation into the DOJ response in Portland in lieu of the Portland mayor getting tear gas last night. Some people are saying that was intentional, but he was in a situation where the crowd got rowdy and started to chant I think they told him he had to get out of there, he had to leave, and even with the security that he had around him, the police officers that were there in uniform, it got really rowdy, and I'm not sure who fired the tear gas, whether or not it was the cops or whether or not the group Antifa that was there set it off, Black Lives Matter, whoever it was. But anyway, he got gas, his eyes were all teared up, and for some reason, now we're going to have the DOJ Inspector General over there checking things out.
Yeah, and they will do that. It was unclear to the agents, we understand, whether or not the mayor was actually in the crowd. This will all unfold as to who used the tear gas. But at the same time, though, if it was done properly under the quote unquote the rules of engagement for using that kind of material in this kind of situation, well, it's sad he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but we'll find out.
Now, did you see any of the opening day games today?
I didn't see any of the opening game of the opening day games today. I've seen a couple of those, what they still call the summer camp games, over the last couple of days.
Okay, well, two things. Number one, they painted Black Lives Matter up on the pitching mound. That'll be up there for the opening weekend at all the games. That's number one. And number two, a little Dr. Fauci stood up on the mound in Washington, D.C. to throw the first pitch out, and he proceeded to drill that puppy right into the ground, right on the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, it really kind of never ever made it there, to the plate, obviously. It
went way over. What a joke.
Yeah, that's, what is it, 60 feet?
He could have thrown it underhand and got it there.
He could roll it.
He was trying to do that big windup and all that stuff, and when he did that, he didn't even look like a pitcher, by the way. When he started to do that, I said to myself, this doesn't look like it's going to work very well, and he drilled that thing right into the ground. What an embarrassment.
Yeah, that did not go well. That's not it at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, and no fans in the stands. So that's what we're going to have to put up with for a little while. All right. Now, in a shift of sorts from the president, he says that some schools may need to delay their openings. He's starting to agree with the masses on that one. That's kind of interesting.
Well, as we drill down on some of these poll numbers, and in many ways, a lot of these poll numbers are not completely reliable, but a lot of those polled, especially in that poll that came out yesterday that said 8% didn't want schools just to open as normal, that was sort of the key thing. But there were others who wanted some adjustments and others that wanted major adjustments, and those comprised, I think, the majority of respondents. But there is there's still a lot of uncertainty, and people are still, unfortunately, they're terrified by going out and having their kids go somewhere. And so the president is trying to give out these national guidelines for states to follow if they want to, is my understanding. But at the same time, I think he's trying to say that, okay, look, if it's just not something you don't want to do, well, then, or that the there might be some particular circumstances, we have to look at this problem from all these different angles and not have one size fits all.
Yeah. Now, you watch Tucker Carlson quite a bit, right?
Oh, yeah, Tucker, yeah.
And he was accused by some woman, whatever her name is, I know you know the name, I don't, because that's how much attention I was paying to it, of sexual harassment, and then something happened where he was cleared of all of that sort of stuff. But the woman is still chiming away. What's that all about?
Well, what we understand is that there's some holes that are now starting to emerge, and it's Kathy Ariyu. She's a sometime guest on Fox News Channel. She's been on Tucker's show. She's been on Sean Hannity's show. And she's part of a lawsuit, I believe, that is alleging sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior at work, basically. And she's also known, a lot of people will recognize her, maybe not by her name, but by the moniker that she has on the Tucker Carlson show, which is the Liberal Sherpa. And she will come on from time to time.
I always thought that she was kind of a moron myself, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, Well, evidently...
I didn't know her name, but I know who you're talking about when you said the Liberal Sherpa.
Yeah, the Liberal Sherpa, yeah. Well, evidently, from one of the reports I've seen, there are some emails that have come out which seem to poke some holes in the story, especially as it was relates to Sean Hannity and some of the incidents that she has recounted that have evidently happened on set, where Sean Hannity was allegedly asking people to take her out on a date and buy her some drinks, and he gave $100 to do that, and she felt uncomfortable according to her statements. So it's interesting to see that a lot of this might start to fall apart very, very quickly.
Yeah, well, that's usually the case. Let's see who's chiming in here. We got somebody in the chat room saying that in Denver, people are peacefully supporting the blue. Got the treatment from Antifa and BLM. Yeah, I saw that. I think that was over the weekend. The peelers did not connect the peaceful folds. I think that was let's see here. I'm trying to see who sent this.
Looks like it's from Martin.
Martin, okay. Well, Martin, are you in Denver? Is that what you're telling me? If so, let us know. Okay, from Martin in the chat room. Now, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, who I think is a pretty sharp character, and I think he's got a tremendous career ahead of him, is urging federal defunding of schools that use the New York Times 1619 Project teaching for when the United States of America started.
You know, this is really interesting. It's being pushed.
That's the Oprah Winfrey project, too.
Well, exactly. It's the idea of the 1619 Project, that is somehow the real beginning of the United States of America. But, of course, astute students of history know that the United States of America essentially begins on July 4th.
But why are they using that date? Why was it the beginning of the United States?
Because it has to do the first year when colonists first brought slaves to the land that would become the United States mm-hmm. of America. Now, again, we want to know the whole panoply of history. That's where we're going to get perspective. That's where we're going to be able to understand the origins of things and so forth. But the way I understand it, at least the way I think it's being presented, it's again the idea that America is based on a racist foundation, et cetera, et cetera, which it can only be used really to try to knock down what the United States actually stands for even today. And, you know, the light does get brighter. And you had these founding mm-hmm. fathers who came along yep. in 1776, and they created something yep. that was capable of change.
Yep. Well, I got somebody chiming in here on a post that I made up there, and I'm going to say this real quick. You know, folks, this November 2020, the election is all about keeping America as America and pushing it towards becoming the Union of Soviet Socialist States of America. We don't want that. That's the most important election coming up here, folks. And if you want America to remain America, you better get out there and you better vote. Kyle, hold the fort. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
3 out of 4 Americans, including a majority of Republicans, favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes, according to a new poll done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. This also reflects a fresh alarm over spiking coronavirus cases and a growing embrace of government advice intended to safeguard public health. Also, about 2/3 of Americans disapprove of how President Donald Trump is handling the outbreak, an unwelcome sign for the White House in an election year. Former Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Ozzie Myers has now been charged with bribing election officials to add votes during primary elections to candidates he favored or who paid him as a campaign consultant, according to the Justice Department. Myers, age 77, served 2 terms in Congress in 1977 to 1990. He bribed the top election official in South Philadelphia's 39th Ward during primaries between 2014 and 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. I am going to take it away right now. Now, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. It's very simple to do, regardless of what insurance that you are covered by, what company. All you have to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code and tell them that you want a price quote for whatever it is you're driving, the car, the truck, maybe you're driving a motorcycle, whatever it is you're driving. Make sure that you tell them that, and you will get a quote, just like I did 14 years ago. And if you want to get a lower rate even than the quote they'll give you, and you have a house, homeowner's insurance, or you have an apartment with renter's insurance, if you get that on there, they call that a bundle, and then it saves you even more money in the overall scheme of things. So my suggestion is to go over to GEICO.com, type in your information, see what they can save you in the way of money, like they have me. And by the way, knock on wood, closest thing I could find to the wood right there. Knock on wood, and I definitely get a very nice discount, 10% every year, for being a safe driver, too. So there you go, GEICO, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm getting a lot of response to a post I put up there on the groups of the official Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Radio Show. It's in the Tampa Bay Trump Club. It's in Club 45, which are the big groups here in the Tampa Bay area for Donald Trump. I started out like this. I said, to all those who are babbling and worrying to death about our November elections, please pay close attention to this. And this is what I said in the first paragraph. The Democrats are going down big time. Their defund the police crap has alienated an entire portion of the country called our first responders. Now, I keep hearing from more and more and more former Democrats, people who didn't vote for Donald Trump, telling me that America has no choice right now but to vote for Donald Trump to save America and to save the funding for the police departments and keep America free and safe. Now, truer words have never been spoken, folks, because this November 2020, the election is all about keeping America as America, or letting it push itself towards becoming the Union of Socialist States of America. Now, I don't know about you, but this is the most important election yet of all of our lifetimes. And we need to wake up as Americans. We need to stand up for America. The American flag, our police, our fire, our EMS, our military, and our very own American way of life. Now, I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to stand up for America, and I'm going to continue to do this. And what I asked the people out there was, who's with me? Well, yep, I'm finding out.
That's right.
And what are you seeing?
Well, you know, Captain, this is, you know, so as you said, truer words have never been spoken. And we've been watching this build up over the last many years.
You bet.
And unfortunately, we're starting to see it all come to a head. They really believe that their time is now to strike, for lack of a better term. I mean, they think...
No, that's a good term.
Yeah, they think it's a perfect storm, because they believe that now, especially with the coronavirus shattering our economy, that they finally have something they can use against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're hearing and what I'm hearing on the ground is that people are saying, no, we're not turning back. We're not going to just give it all over to the government now, because we know what America is capable of. And that's why they've turned up the heat so much, Captain, because they saw what President Trump was doing for everybody in America. You know, talk about black unemployment and Latino unemployment and the stock market, the economy in general. Things were looking up for everybody in America.
Right.
And they're trying to tell us that what we witnessed just didn't happen.
Well, Nancy Pelosi has just created her own monster, because she's the one that the House passed this original $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus legislation, correct?
Right.
Did you hear what she said yesterday?
What did she say?
She said the $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus legislation is now going to wind up being a gift for President Trump.
Well.
So Nancy, what are you trying to say, Nancy? Are you going to back out of this? I mean, the people, she's already on record. The people are already planning. They've already got their stimulus money spent. So what's she going to do? If she backs out of this one, Kyle, I'm telling you, she'll go down in a blaze of glory.
Well, exactly. Because you got to realize that every single thing the Democrat Party elite are doing, they do it through the lens of Donald Trump.
Right.
And actually helping people see, is this good for Trump? Well, then we don't want it, even though it helps John and Jane Q. Public all across the country.
Right.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we don't need, I mean, this is so blatantly obvious. And, you know, so I say to Nancy, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, because you're making our case.
Now, they had a major protest tonight in front of Chicago Mayor Lightfoot's house, a big crowd, and they were demanding that she order the Columbus statue in some park to be removed. And after about an hour and a half or so of this, it was announced by her office that they were, in fact, going to remove that statue tonight of Christopher Columbus, the one that they had decapitated the head off from. And She also did something else. She defended her insulting texts against the police union president, saying that, "I don't take back one word of what I said." Well, guess what, lady? I'm glad she did that. You want to know why?
Why's that?
Another case of where Blue Lives Matter is going to turn around and the police department is going to not vote for anybody that's a Democrat in that city.
Well, absolutely. And
watch and see.
And a lot, you're right. And a lot of times, Captain, when people act the way that they act and they're showing you their, what they're really like, I think we ought to take them at their word. We ought to believe them.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Joe Biden, the lying you know what that he is. I'm being polite now. I'm not going to say anything. But Joe Biden said now, "I never said anything about defunding the police. I never said it." And he said it at least three or four times in the last 2 days. Folks, here's the fact of the matter. And Kyle, you can chime in just a second. He actually said he wanted to reallocate the funds elsewhere from the police. Now, what in the hell does reallocate mean?
Yeah, I have... Well,
to
I
take guess... away from and... Right?
Right, exactly.
So that's defunding the police. Hello?
Well, sure. Reallocate it, I don't know, to social workers or all these sort of amorphous plans and ideas that suddenly if we just did this, then we wouldn't have any problems anymore. I mean, it's that kind of just asinine, childish kinds of things for him to say, or to implicate is absolutely, it's just crazy. And, you know, and I think, Captain, that Joe Biden, no matter what, no matter how he tries to walk it back, no matter what, he is tied to these people who want to defund the police.
He's in bed now with Bernie Sanders and their people,
right?
AOC and their people, the BLM, the Antifa, and all those people. He's siding with them right now. He can't go anywhere else but along with them, and he's got to agree with what they say, or they will turn on him.
That's right. But this is the turning point that he could use. You know, if you were advising a political candidate, you'd say, no, go out there and be a leader. Call
yeah.
it for what it is, and you might actually get some enthusiasm.
Right. And again, I will point out to everybody that these people are the minority. They're not the majority. They only look like they're the majority because they're out there in numbers on the street. But when you take a look at the numbers of the people that are sitting at their houses, if they ever came out of their houses and decided to launch a counter-protest and drive these SOBs out of these parks and all that stuff, guess what? It would happen in a matter of seconds.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, again, most people want to live their lives peaceably. You're right. They go to their job.
Yeah.
And they do their work. They raise their family.
Yep.
And they follow the rules.
Yep.
But yet, you're right.
Steve in Thailand is agreeing with me. He says, reallocate police funds for other uses equals defunding the police. You're right, Steve. There's no other way. And this is what Biden says. Well, I never said defund the police. Oh, yes, he did. Here's how he said it. And I just explained it.
Well, right. And again, he has to kowtow to these forces.
He's a liar.
Well, and by the way, why did Joe Biden get the nomination? Because he wasn't Bernie Sanders. They rejected that in the primaries. And now, as you get in bed with these people, this is nuts.
He has to, because unfortunately they own the football. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, hold on the line there. We had somebody calling in here. We'll just hang on the line. I'll be right to you. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I do?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia. We thank her very much. It's time for a Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot of the Flying J. Closest to you, America's largest truck stop chain. Stop on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee in the Third Watch, and we're going to get things going right now, and here we go. Alrighty, we're doing a little celebration, and the reason I'm playing that song tonight is because we should be celebrating, and here's why. Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. He's the gift that keeps on giving. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm going to get into some more politicking after we get this weather out of the way, because we got a mess when it comes to weather. I'm going to bring in Kyle Warren. Well, Kyle, I want you to take it across the northern part of the United States and out of California, and then I'm going to get into the Gulf, because we got a tropical storm bearing down on Texas. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking pretty clear in California and Nevada in terms of a lot of the excessive heat warnings that we've had over the last several days. But the story in the southwest is going to be around Tucson, where they have some pretty intense flash flood warnings and flash flood watches as well. And this is going to be, I believe, in the area, as I said, around Tucson. This is going to be north central Pima County, southeastern Arizona. They've had some flooding already as a result of earlier heavy rain from thunderstorms near the Babo Kuvari Mountains, and more flooding is possible. This is north of Highway 86, we understand. Also, additional areas impacted are expected to be along Mile Wide Road at the Brawley Wash. And so if you're in the Tucson, Arizona, you have to be on the lookout for that. It's that monsoonal moisture that's come through. Up in Washington, between, well, just about a little bit west of Everett, we've got fire weather warning, so some heat there. Also, fire weather watch near Billings, Montana, as it goes through the Crow Indian Reservation as well. Also, we've got some flood warnings all throughout most of South Dakota, and heat advisory that looks like that's west of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And around St. Paul, Minnesota, we've got excessive heat warning as well.
Okay, now we're going to go right down to the Gulf of Mexico, because since we talked yesterday, Tropical Depression Number 8 is now Tropical Storm Hanna. Now, I told you it would probably become a low-grade tropical storm. Wind wouldn't necessarily be the issue, although it does have winds 40 miles an hour gusting to 50. And the big problem is going to be rain and lots of it. Now, from Louisiana all the way over to Texas, to about Beaumont, there will be rain. There will be rain showers. There may be some flooding in those areas. We could see 3 to 5 inches of rain in that area as the storm moves more towards Houston to the Brownsville area, coming in with the majority of its weather. Now, right now, in the Texas area, south of Houston, Brownsville up towards Galveston, we have got flood warnings. We have got lots of flood warnings for all the low-lying areas in there, not because of the storm surge, but, again, because of the rain. This is going to be a big-time rain maker. Now, in the Houston area, we have got a severe thunderstorm warning, not watch, warning. There is a possibility when you get these storms, these tropical storms, that there could be a tornado or two bouncing around. So be advised of that, too. In these severe thunderstorms, you could possibly wind up with having a tornado mixed in there. So this is something all the people in Texas, from Beaumont, I-10, over to Houston, and then on down towards the Mexican border down there at Brownsville, be advised, you've got some really substantial rain coming your way. Now, this rain is going to go inland. And by inland, Kyle, I mean it's going to head towards San Antonio and Austin, which could make some interesting weather there, too.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They're saying to plan for a storm surge, flooding greater than 1 foot above the ground. But also, here's the thing, if you are given evacuation orders, please leave immediately and comply with those evacuation orders if they come down. Because as you said, Captain, the rain is going to be quite significant. We're going to have high winds, of course, over 70 miles an hour from the report that I'm seeing. So there are...
Well, there's a small area, because it's a small storm in terms of the wind, there's a small area where there are some gusts reported up to just below hurricane speed.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's intensifying because the barometric pressure, the minimum central pressure, has dropped 5 points since yesterday. So it's getting down towards the 1,000 and the 990 level.
Exactly right. And again, it's really something to see, this, all these warnings that go pretty much from the Rio Grande River almost all the way to the Louisiana, line as well. And so this is a vast area that's being impacted.
Now, behind it, we have Tropical Storm Gonzalo. And Tropical Storm Gonzalo is at least a week behind this one. By Monday, it will be sitting in some form or another, probably south of the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, and north of Venezuela in the Caribbean. Now, what's going to happen then? We don't know yet, but currently the winds are 60 miles an hour with gusts to 70. The minimum central pressure is sitting at 1,000 millibars. It's actually gone up from where it was last night at this time. And it's sped up a little bit, moving it straight west at 14 miles per hour. Now, it's supposed to run into some weather that's going to lop the storm a bit and weaken it. But we'll see, because, again, when it gets in this warmer weather, it's water. It's not in it now, but it will be in about 4 or 5 days' time. Then all bets are off, because that's the fuel. Again, as I've used the statement, that's like pouring gasoline on a fire, and you know what happens then.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And right now we understand a hurricane watch has been issued for Barbados, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. And you've got a tropical storm watch in effect for Tobago and Grenada. Now, also, it looks like Hannah is the eighth named storm for this season. Gonzalo was the seventh, but it's they're hitting a record, because the previous record, I believe, for the eighth named storm in the season was set by Harvey back in 2005. So it gives you an idea of the pace of the storm.
We are supposed to have a very active system, a storm system, this summer hurricane season, and we're already proving that in terms of the names of the storms, but so far we've been lucky, and hopefully, knock on wood, it'll be lucky again, hopefully. Now, the other thing is that I want to tease what we're going to be doing when we come back. We obviously have the squads, the teams that are going in, the federal teams into various cities, but we're going to tell you a little something that many of you probably don't know. That's been going on right in your backyard, and you probably don't even know they're there. If you didn't have reason to, you wouldn't know it anyway. And then the governor in Virginia did something crazy yesterday, and crazy like a fox, maybe, because, Kyle, it sounds like as if Virginia is rapidly becoming to California the East.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
All right, well, hold that thought, Kyle. Here comes the music in my ear. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We are strolling across the radio dial, across the United States of America and around the world on the Internet, as well as on the satellite. And Steve in Thailand, good morning to you, my man. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.